For your thermistor-based sensor, you created a circuit to measure a change in voltage and converted it to resistance to determine temperature. To understand why this works, recall Ohm's law from Introduction to Circuits, which describes the relationship between voltage, current, and resistance as V equals I times R. Remember that voltage refers to the voltage drop across a resistor. The type of circuit you created with your thermistor is called a voltage divider. A voltage divider, drawn in the diagram below, is a circuit where two resistors, R1 and R2, are used to reduce voltage as electricity flows through a wire. We can use Ohm's law to figure out the voltage drop across each resistor or solve for quantities that we don't know using the equations below. But how does Ohm's law help us measure temperature? A thermistor is a type of resistor, so we can replace one resistor in the voltage divider with a thermistor and use the same equations. Because the resistance of the thermistor is based on temperature, we often don't know its resistance, but we can solve for it by measuring the voltage drop across it, V2. You used your microcontroller to measure the voltage drop across the thermistor, V2. You provided a known voltage into the circuit, V1 equals 3 volts, and used a known resistance for the first resistor, R1 equals 220 kiloohms, to calculate the resistance of your thermistor. With this method, you can now investigate how thermistor resistance changes with temperature. For more information on Ohm's law and voltage dividers, check out the Public Sensors textbook.